how can you understand your life? Every time you, how many times a day do people say, "How you doing?"
"I'm doing fine."
You know, we just kind of, just, you know, and if you really told them the whole story, they'd be a little offended. You know, they're not really interested in the answer, right? And, you know, you don't want the whole story. You're basically saying hello, basically, hi back, you know, hi back. But people often ask us this question: "How are you doing?" And I want to suggest to you that the real and authentic answer to that question is what we call the Paschal Mystery, the Easter Mystery. That is to say, that how I am doing and what I am doing at any moment is caught up in that great Paschal Mystery, that Christ died, He suffered, He died, He rose and ascended. The Paschal Mystery. And that the real authentic answer to that question, how are you doing, or what are you doing, is simply the Paschal Mystery. And so the way Paul puts it here is, always carrying about in our bodies the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in us. So next time somebody asks you how you're doing, just say, I'm carrying about in myself the dying of Jesus, so that the living of Jesus may also be manifested in me. I'm experiencing the death and the resurrection of Jesus. That's how I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. You see, that's the answer, isn't it? If you want to understand your life, you're experiencing the dying of Christ, so also that the rising of Christ may be manifested in you. You see. Well, why is this happening in my life? Always caring about in myself the dying of Christ, so that the rising of Christ may also be manifested in me. Well, why didn't I get the position I wanted, or the always caring about in myself the dying of Christ, so that the rising of Christ may be manifested? You know. Well, who am I that this great joy should have come to me in this exciting moment? Always caring about in me the dying of Christ, so that the rising of Christ may also be manifested in me. How to understand and explain your life is really caught just in that one phrase, you know. If you can't remember all that, it's the Paschal Mystery. That Christ died, He rose, and He ascended. That's our life. It is our life, in a nutshell. Whatever's happening, it's somehow related to the Paschal Mystery of Christ. And it's not more complicated than that. That is fundamentally our life. That is our life's story. If you want to have something put on your tombstone, if you want to be so bold as to have it all etched out there and spend a little extra money and get all the letters done, just, you know, always caring about in myself the dying of Christ, so that the rising of Christ may also be manifested in me. So, it's worth memorizing. It's worth sharing. You know, and obviously you wouldn't say that, you know, at the store and the clerk says, "How you doing today?" You might want to say it, but I'm just saying, but in more authentic conversations with people, how you doing? You know, maybe you're really with a close friend or something. It's worth sharing that. Linking everything back to the most fundamental thing, that Christ died, He rose and ascended, and so do I. I die so that I may rise, or that Christ may rise in me, and that I may one day ascend with Him. That's your story, that's my story. It's what you can put on your tombstone. It's what you can put on every letter where you summarize how your life is going. Just put it in there. Always caring about the death of Christ in me, so that the rising may also be manifested. Amen.